Support for this podcast of Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC highlights the flavors of spring with fresh organic asparagus and strawberries and local free-range eggs and chicken with 9 neighborhood locations. More at PCCNaturalMarkets.com.
Okay, Nance, I admit it. I know that it's important to eat lots of fin fish, and I just don't really care for them very much. Shellfish, however, that's a whole nother story. I love them all.
I think that's very shellfish of you, Stein, to suggest that you don't like fin fish. Do you not like sardines?
I like anchovies.
And how do you like them?
I like them on pizzas and minced up in a battuto for a tomato sauce and stuff.
So are you familiar with what they call white anchovies that you can, the marinated numbers? I bought a big container of those somewhere recently for about $12.
Can I have some?
You could if I had them in my back pocket. And those things taste great on everything from the obvious things like a Caesar salad, but over a crostini. I just eat them straight when nobody's looking. Of course, I'm also a very big herring fan.
Oh, I never could stand that. My father used to eat that herring and sour cream. I'd have to get up and leave the table.
That's how my mother was with canned sardines. She literally had to leave the room. This week in the Times, I was talking about a great new book called Good Fish. Its subtitle is Sustainable Seafood Recipes from the Pacific Coast. It's written by Becky Selengood, and Becky is a local chef and cooking instructor, and she's a real kick in the pants. She's trying to get people to eat more carefully, more mindfully, and not plunder the oceans, the rivers, and the sea. Among the things that she suggests we eat more of is shellfish, local shellfish, in particular clams and mussels and oysters, things that are farmed in a way that help the environment. But really, what they help is my appetite.
I know that you do love shellfish, especially oysters, and my confession is that I've never eaten a raw oyster on the half shell, and I've been thinking I should screw my nerve up and you can take me out and take pictures of me, you know, getting ready to take the plunge.
Stein, I'm shocked to hear that you've never eaten a raw oyster.
Isn't that strange? You know, when I lived many, many years ago back in New York, I used to eat raw clams on the shell with cocktail sauce at the Grand Central Clam Bar there.
Stein, I really can't believe you said that, and I'm going to tell you why.
What?
Because the minute I got to New York, I went there and I had the biggest, most beautiful-looking cherry stones on the half shell, which is something I really miss. The very few places around here serve them on the half shell. I got sicker than a dog later that night.
Well, I guess I won't be heading back there.
Well, but I don't think it was because of the clam. I don't know. We also had some oyster stew.
Well, what else can we talk about that our listeners might find useful besides food poisoning, Nance?
I think we can talk about one of the suggestions that my pal Becky has regarding eating salmon. Now, we all love salmon. Tis the season, right? Copper River's making its appearance now, both in retail outlets, supermarkets, and in restaurants. And that's a wonderful fatty salmon, especially the king, which I love. You can find the sockeye as well. She suggests for people who are looking for bargains, they might try some of the leaner salmon, like the pinks and the chum, the leaner, far less expensive salmon that come into season in the coming months.
In season? Does that mean that when the fishermen reel them up, they say, "Hello, sailor"?
You're a dog, Stein. Did I ever tell you that?
Dog salmon. Okay, but seriously, would you cook those fish, those kinds of salmon, the same way you would cook the high-priced salmon?
Actually, it's best to cook it in parchment paper or in a banana leaf.
So it's in moist heat, a little more gentle?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And could be that right now you're saying, oh, a banana leaf. Where am I going to find a banana leaf? Try a Latino or Asian grocery. They've got them frozen there. And they really do add a nice, subtle flavor to anything that you cook in them. You'll find a link to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat, right at the KPLU website, kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. Still working for Scale. I am Dick Stein.